Radio, Fridays at noon on CITR.
Wow, wow, Dave, you're so sway. Oh, Dave, I like your shave.
Where's the Daves? I'm David Bedenick.
I'm Dave Campbell.
I'm Dave Frank.
We're the Daves.
And you're listening to CITR FM 101.9.
CITR Radio.
And these are the Daves of our lives.
It is Friday, the 17th of July, 2015, and this is Dave Radio with Radio Dave on the radio. We are broadcasting live on CITR 101.9 FM, underlooking the atrium of the Palatial Student Nest on the Musqueam territory of Uksen, better known to you as the Point Grey campus of the University of British Columbia. On the program today, local horror master Vince D'Amato will be here to talk about tomorrow's Trauma Fest, the Lloyd Kaufman Marathon, right here on campus at the Norm Theater. Plus, our usual rundown of what to do and where to go this weekend. It's Vancouver's go-to hour for local theater, film, and music, and it starts right now. Don't touch that dial. Ah, it's another sunny day in the big city here. We've got a cosplay thing going on at the Student Union Building. And in our new studio, we get to enjoy the view. We've got, there's all kinds of booths set up and all kinds of folks dressed like, you know, I don't know, Sailor Moon and what did you say?
Scooby-Doo.
Yeah, I actually did see Scooby-Doo out there, and there's like scary people in wheelchairs, all kinds of crazy stuff going on out there. So it's, you know, it's worth coming out to the campus just to check that out. Now, how things work on this show are like I go out and do things and bump into people on the street and then just hand them my card and then they come down and visit. And what happened a couple of weeks ago is I was doing a play at the CBC downtown, which I told you about. And we went out for pizza at Brooklyn Pizza on Robson Street, which is best pizza downtown. And our director started chatting up the people behind the counter saying, you got to come and see our play. And the guy behind the counter said, well, you got to come and see my movie festival. And I said, well, you got to come on my radio show to talk about it. So that's how Vince got into the studio. Hi, Vince.
Hello.
Vince D'Amato. And this is Turner.
Turner Stewart from the UBC Film Society.
Oh, right.
And the Shivers Film Society.
And the Shivers
Film Society. Cool. All right. So let's start by talking about what is the Shivers Film Society.
Well, that's it's a nonprofit film society that we started in BC back in 2012. We actually started the Shivers Film Club in London, England, where we actually showcased a lot of Canadian independent Canadian genre films. So we started there, but coming out to BC, there's a lot of different laws with the BC Consumer Protection Society and that sort of thing. So we found it just easier to set it up as a nonprofit film society here when we came back to Vancouver.
Mm-hmm. So are you originally from Vancouver?
Yes.
Okay. So what took you to London?
Oh, we just wanted to change, actually. Yeah? Yeah. Geez, that was so far back now. Because we went there in 2011. I think it was – I'd been working for a water filtration company for about 5 years, and I think my wife and I just really wanted to change. So we said, let's just go. Let's do it. I'm also an Italian citizen, so we go over there and work, and she can get visas to work over there through marriage. So
that's cool. So you've got the EU passport.
Yes, that's right.
That's very handy.
It is totally handy.
Especially doing horror movies, because there's a lot of that going on in Italy and, and Spain
and England.
And like England.
I went to the UK's Fright Fest there that happens every August, and there's such a buildup for that. I mean, so many of the fans are, they like, that's what they look forward to throughout the whole year. That's bigger than Christmas for them.
Yeah.
And I've heard them say, actually say that. That's a quote from somebody who was there. It's bigger than Christmas. This is awesome. So they wait, and, you know, it's a two-week all-horror film fest.
Wow.
Yeah.
And there's so much new stuff coming out all the time. It's,
yeah.
It's quite exciting. So, okay, now, originally we were going to have you on last week.
But yes.
We had a little snafu. Things didn't quite work out the way they were supposed to.
I apologize. But
No. I'm trying to make you look good here. So keep that on the down low.
All right.
So you had a festival last week.
Yes.
Cinema Fantastique.
Yes. Yeah. So, that was.
And then there was stuff from all around the world.
Yes. What we were trying to do, and I really like the way Turner puts it when he's talking about it, because he talks about how do you put it? Like, it's the context.
Well, let's let Turner talk about it then.
Yeah. Well, when I talk about what Cinema Fantastique is, it's all about contextualizing modern independent film with sort of the whole idea of like the cult classic.
Yeah.
So a lot of what we did was pair up these brand new, like unscreened, like literally unscreened indie films from people all over the world who haven't really had a lot of success at festivals because their stuff is just so out there in the genre niche, right? So what we did was we pair up these films from all over the world with these sort of very well-established cult films. For example, we did one from Italy called Killer Tape that was sort of this throwback VHS homage, and we paired it up with a very famous film, Del Morte, Del Amor.
Mm-hmm.
And by having these two films next to each other, we're kind of giving this sort of air of like cultness to the new film as well to get
people
if
out. You like the classic one, take a look at the new one.
Yeah.
That kind of thing. Yeah.
Yeah.
How was the turnout?
It was really good. It was fun. It was like, it was so much fun. We had great, great people there. What was amazing is on the first day, this tall, lanky fella shows up and he's like, hey, and it turns out he's a filmmaker.
Mm-hmm.
We were playing one of his short films called Heels on the Sunday. He shows up on Thursday, which was our opening day.
Yeah.
Him and his wife drove all the way up from Portland to see it. And I thought, wow, this is phenomenal.
Yeah.
And then the next day, the director and producer for a film that we were screening called Blood Riders, they show up. They drove out here from Toronto.
Holy cow!
Yeah, so that was really, really cool. And there's a few little special things that happened there. Paul Armstrong from Celluloid Social Club and the Crazy Eights showed up with his entourage. So that was really cool to have support from them. And David from the Vancouver Badass Film Festival came out, supported us there.
Very nice.
Yeah, it was really, really, really a great time.
Yeah.
I mean, we were exhausted after 4 days at Turner.
That was very much so.
4 days of these crazy films. And I mean, we showed everything in independent, like I said, independent Canadian genre films. We were really wanting to shout out that's actually part of the mandate of the Shivers Film Society, is really to support independent Canadian genre film and filmmaking.
Mm-hmm.
And to that end, we actually designed a it's called Canada Drome Audience Choice Awards, and that was to sort of shout out the best feature film. We actually had 5 independent Canadian films play at this festival over the 4 days. Countless shorts. I mean, not countless. I did count them once, but I forget how many. But yeah, with lots of shorts from Canada. Some really amazing ones. Some really extreme ones. It was a lot of fun. That the extreme short film program was a blast. That was pretty crazy.
Yeah. And so now, Turner, you're also with the UBC.
Yeah, I'm president of the UBC Film Society.
Okay. And are you a filmmaker yourself?
Yes.
All right. So did you have anything in this year's festival?
Me and my co-director, Dion Copeland, had collectively 4 films in the festival,
mm-hmm.
2 of which were produced through the actual UBC Film Production Department, and then 2 that were more independently produced. One of those films actually won the Audience Choice Award.
Great.
Yeah.
Well done.
So Turner obviously was like doing the votes while my back was
turned. Yeah. Well, that's the thing. You know, when you're hosting the event, you've got total control. That's really, I kid. That's how it works.
I held those votes close.
Yeah.
I knew it was going
on. We know. It's all on the up and up. Everything is legit here. Come on. Now let's talk about tomorrow, because tomorrow is a big day.
Tomorrow is going to be incredible.
Yeah. It's called Trauma Fest.
Yes.
And for those who don't know, tell us what Trauma Fest means.
Well, I mean, we just stuck the word fest onto the ass end of Troma.
Yeah.
So Troma, I hope people know what Troma is. Troma is the longest running, arguably, they say in their press release, arguably the longest running independent film studio in the world.
Mm-hmm.
It's been going for, I think it's 42 years this year.
Wow.
They're out of New York.
Yeah.
They used to be located in Hell's Kitchen. Now they're on in Long Island City.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, they've been going ever since the 70s. They started as a distribution company and became a production company in the early 80s, producing their own comedies.
Yeah.
And
probably the most famous one was Toxic Avenger.
That's right. Yeah. And we're actually doing a retrospective, not just of Troma, but specifically of the films that Lloyd Kaufman himself directed.
Mm-hmm.
So we've got four films lined up for it. Yeah, Toxic Avenger would definitely be the most famous one.
Yeah.
I think Lloyd Kaufman calls Toxie their version of Mickey Mouse, what Mickey Mouse would be
yeah.
to Walt Disney, right?
Yeah. The studio built on slime.
Yeah, that's right.
and you've got a special guest. Lloyd Kaufman himself is going to be here.
He will be here himself, and
providing live commentary for Toxic Avenger, and then he's also doing like a master class.
Yes, he's doing his master class, which he actually tours around and does in different cities around the world. But going back to the live commentary, that's something I'm really excited about, because as far as I know, nobody has ever done this before. I've never heard of this happening.
Yeah.
So we've actually got him in, and we're going to do a live in the cinema audio commentary over the Toxic Avenger.
So it's like watching the DVD, but he's actually right there in the room.
Right there doing it live.
Yeah.
So it'll be a different commentary than on the DVD,
yeah.
unless he's completely memorized what he said verbatim and just is going to repeat it.
And that all gets underway tomorrow at noon.
That's right. Yeah,
with the live commentary. Yeah. And then you've got Tromeo and Juliet. Tell us a little bit about that.
Oh, that I believe is Lloyd Kaufman's favorite film that he's done for Troma. That one, it sort of signaled a bit of a new direction at that point in time. That was a movie that was produced in 1997, and up until then, everything had been really based around the Toxic Avenger.
Right.
So in 1984, they did the Toxic Avenger. From that film came two sequels, Part 2, Part 3,
mm-hmm.
and from the sequels came Sergeant Kabuki Man, NYPD. And following that, I think that Lloyd Kaufman really took Troma into kind of another filmmaking direction with Tromeo and Juliet, and became the filmmaking in Troma and the films themselves became a lot more like filled with anarchy art house anarchy in a way. You know, it's like, oh, you know, fist raise, and you know, it's all about the art and long live art and that sort of thing. But there was a real difference in the energy, even though it was still completely kinetic and crazy. The difference in energy in Tromeo and Juliet, which of course is somewhat based on Romeo and Juliet, loosely, shall we say. Yeah. There is somebody in there named Juliet.
Yeah, okay.
But from there,
that's all we need.
And we're kind of focusing on that part of his filmmaking career,
yeah.
From Tromeo and Juliet a little bit forward up and taking it right up to just before what's going on into another new direction now that they're working with Anchor Bay Stars and producing the Return to Newcomb High films,
mm-hmm.
Which are now a whole other segment of Troma. So
yeah.
We're focusing on the films between Tromeo and Juliet and Poltergeist for the retrospective,
mm-hmm.
and of course with the special presentation of the Toxic Avenger.
Yeah, tell me a little bit about the masterclass. That's happening at 5 tomorrow.
Yeah, that's right. This is a 90-minute version. He does do a 6-hour version.
Yeah, I can believe that.
And it is amazing to hear him speak.
So is it something that's specifically geared for filmmakers, or is it?
Yes. Yeah, yeah. It is geared for filmmakers, but I think it's something, I mean, if anybody's ever seen Lloyd Kaufman or met Lloyd Kaufman, and when I say seen, I mean, you know, seen his intros on the DVDs or seen him on his YouTube channel. I mean, we know he's a very, very entertaining person. So in that regard, it's not just strictly for filmmakers. It's not going to be one of these lectures that, you know, if you're not into filmmaking, you're going to be bored.
Yeah.
Absolutely not. I mean, I think that he's a very engaging speaker, and I think it's going to be a whole lot of fun for anybody. You know, I think it's more in the style of you know, his books, Everything yeah. I Need to Know About Filmmaking.
Wow.
Like
it sounds Avenger, like it's going to be an amazing day.
Yeah. Yeah.
So how do we get involved? I'm assuming there's still tickets available.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah. We did some ticket pre-sales, but of course there's definitely tickets available. The seating in we're at the Norm Theater.
Yeah.
And in the UBC sub building. And I mean, there's how many seats in there?
420.
So we're okay.
There's still room.
We're okay. Lots of room. Yeah. Yeah. And it's great. We've got people coming up from the States for this as well. We've got some people coming over from Victoria. So I'm really happy about that. This should be a lot of fun.
All right. So do we just go to the website?
You can actually just show up at the door. We're going to open the doors at 11:30 a.m., so half hour before we do we roll with the Toxic Avenger and the live commentary. Just come to the doors. If you're interested in getting tickets, that'll be your last chance.
Yeah.
I guess I should probably shout out about tonight, maybe.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. What's happening tonight?
Tonight we're going to be at Netherworld Collectibles starting at 5 p.m.
Yeah, 5:30
p.m. Yeah. Lloyd's going to be there to sign merch, and we'll probably have someone there playing the Toxic Avenger. Possibly we'll see in a mask. I don't know yet. So it'll be a lot of fun.
It's really the Toxic Avenger.
Yeah. He's the Toxic Avenger is showing up. So be there.
Yeah, Lloyd. Right. Lloyd. More importantly, Lloyd will be showing up.
Yeah. Yeah. Fantastic. So
You will be able to. We'll all be there. Turner will be there. I'll be there. And you'll be able to get tickets from us at Netherworld Collectibles tonight between 5:30 and 7.
Whereabouts is Netherworld?
That's on Hastings Street between Gilmore and, by Gilmore. I forget.
In Burnaby.
Yeah, in Burnaby. Yeah. Okay. Oh, sorry, Carlton. Carlton.
Carlton Gilmore, yeah. Okay.
So
I should know that. That's my neighborhood.
Yeah. And I mean, it's a phenomenal store. It's Vancouver's only horror store.
Yeah.
It's fantastic. It's horror and collectibles. So,
all right.
It's great.
Well, thanks both of you for coming in, Turner and Vince.
Thank you.
Have fun tonight. Have a great day tomorrow.
Yes.
And then Sunday, get some sleep.
Yeah, we'll try. Thanks for having us, Dave.
All right. Thanks for coming in. All right. Let's play some tunes. Okay. This is somebody else that I sort of ran into last week at the, where was it? It was the Cold Reading series at the Backstage Lounge on Granville Island, and the lead singer played live, and this is their band. They're called the Lunas.
challenge me differently than you can. And here we go again, building bridges that were never made to stand, planning for days we never had. 'Cause you're like someone I've never met before. You always
So I told you that was a band that I ran into last week. Actually, it was the lead singer's name's James Priestner, and the band's called The Lunas, and they're going to be at the Roxy on the 27th of July. So that's just a week and a half away. So check them out. And hopefully they're going to be in the studio in the next several weeks, because I did set out an invitation, and we're just making arrangements for that. This is another band that played at Catalana last week. These are the Courtneys.
Union Events presents Against Me, July 17th at the Rogue Theater. Against Me tour in support of their new album, Transgender Dysphoria Blues. With openers, Frank Hero and The Celebration, plus Annie Girl and The Flight. More info can be found on againstme.net. Advance tickets are $24.50, available at Red Cat Records and online at ticketfly.com.
Minister for Magic, it gives me great pleasure to welcome each and every one of you to the final of the 422nd Quidditch World Cup. Let the match begin!
That's right, UBC has a Quidditch team, and we're the fastest ones yet. Come join us at practice every Thursday at 5 and Sunday at 12 to show us your house pride. You can also get on our level with our Quidditch swag. We have bro tanks, t-shirts and sunglasses, all which go towards getting us to the World Cup. Not sure where to find the snitch? Well, like us on Facebook or check out our website at ubcquidditch.com and we'll be more helpful than you'll remember all. And remember, we want a nice, clean game from all of you.
Strength, dignity, respect, beauty, self-worth, safety, confidence, choice, hope. The Beauty Night Society is a registered charity dedicated to helping marginalized women introduce trust, hope, and self-esteem into their lives. This is the first day of Through its popular makeover program, the Beauty Night Society has touched the lives of thousands and reintroduced a healthy touch to the lives of vulnerable women throughout British Columbia, creating real life makeovers. Please visit www.beautynight.org for information on programs and on how to help. Beauty Night, because dignity is beautiful. I think I was
blind before I met you. What is this?
CITR 101.9 FM.
A center for ants!
What?
We're a radio station broadcasting from UBC Vancouver.
How can we be expected to teach children to learn how to read if they can't even fit inside the building?
Visit CITR.ca.
Derek, it's just a...
I don't want to hear your excuses! The center has to be at least... 3 times bigger than this.
Bald men fighting on the edge of town. Women watch from balconies. Cut their hair and throw it down. Thank you, ladies. Crack a cartilage and bone. Man down. The dirt soaks up the blood as the children gather round. Later they'll reenact the scene. Dry straw, grenadine, and the winner's the prize for the loser. We dreamed a ribbon of red seeped through the floor. A woman with the head of a horse dragged us on the shore. And she rode us into town where the streetlights bow down and their tears crumble into her head. To think we used to walk these streets under trees like parasols. No matter when it suits us best. And the band will play. Lovers will dance on their knees. And the whore will sing on Sunday. But now the hour is near. They gather down in the square, and the beast opens up like a flower. It's 10 years since we left for good. We come back for the worst. The others said, stay away, it'll suit us best. We're manners and we want our reward. Be it fire, bones, or dust. The others said, spare our heads. Spare our heads.
That's Yukon Blonde, who headlined the Catalana Festival last week. And we also heard from Sunbelt just before that and the Courtneys. It's time now for the Dave Radio Call Board, featuring auditions, calls for crews, musicians, and other contributors for productions around Metro Vancouver. If you have a notice that you would like to be have read on the air, share it with the Dave Radio Facebook page or email it at DaveRadioPodcast@hotmail.com. Run and Gun is Vancouver's 48-hour film competition, and that's happening next weekend. So if you have a group that you want to enter into the contest, remember that it is free if you are still in high school or middle school, and there are also discounts if you're in attending some kind of post-secondary institution. But even if you don't get a discount, the full rate is pretty reasonable itself. It's happening next Friday, 7 o'clock on the 24th, and then you have to have your product handed in by 7 o'clock on Sunday the 26th. If you want more information, go to thisisaspoon.com or type Run and Gun on Facebook, and you'll find out all the details. And if you... if you're an actor and you just want to participate, they also have an actor's roster, too, so you can check out that. There's a call out for someone who needs an office production assistant to start as soon as possible for a long-term contract in a non-union production office. If you have a car and a laptop, they want to talk to you, and you can email them. The address is thepa.site@gmail.com. Theater in the Raw is holding their general auditions next week. They're looking for people to participate in two productions. One is a remount of 12 Angry Jurors, which is, of course, the updated version of 12 Angry Men with gender-neutral and colorblind casting. And that'll be on stage in November. So if you're interested in that, or if you want to participate in their 5 one-act play festival that'll be going on next spring. The auditions are July 21st and 28th at Raw Studio on Commercial Drive. If you want more information, go to theaterintheraw.com, or is it .ca? Anyway, type in Theater in the Raw on your Google, or give Jay Hamburger a call. His number is 604-708-5477. Standing room only theater doing the Tragedy of Macbeth by William Shakespeare. And that's going to be happening in October 15th to the 31st. Perfect show for Halloween. It's got witches and all kinds of stuff in it. The auditions are happening at 2nd and Larch at St. Mark's Anglican Church on Monday, the 20th, and Wednesday, the 22nd. And they're looking for actors of all creeds, races, genders, and experience to audition. Standing room only theater, with theater spelt with an R-E, .org. And I'm still letting people know, even though it's not happening for another month at least, Metro Theater is doing their Christmas show, the Pantomime of Sleeping Beauty, and they are looking for all kinds of folks for that. So prepare yourself to be on stage in Sleeping Beauty. Stuff going on this weekend. At the big deal, of course, is... The Troma Fest, what's happening on screen this weekend at the Norm Theater right here on campus at the old Student Union building. But we've also got lots of great stuff going on around town. At the Jericho Arts Center, the Ensemble Theater Company starts their summer festival. 3 plays in repertory from now on, I think until the end of August, certainly for the next 4 weeks anyway. The plays they're doing this year are The Children's Hour by Lillian Hellman, Frost Nixon, the dramatization of the battle between David Frost and Richard Nixon for the television interviews in the 70s, and a classic play called Tis a Pity She's a Whore. And they are going on at the Jericho Arts Center, kicking off this weekend. Go to Ensemble Theater Company for more information about that, or go to the Jericho Arts Center website and they'll pass you along. At the Coast Capital Playhouse in White Rock, Peninsula Productions is doing a production of 39 Steps, which is a live stage play based on a classic Alfred Hitchcock movie that it's it's kind of hard to describe, but the Hitchcock movie was a mystery and a thriller, and the stage play is much more like a comedy. But it's really cleverly done, and it's got a couple of friends of the show involved. Ashley O'Connell is one of the actors, and it's directed by Matthew Bissett, who has appeared with us many times. And in fact, Matthew is also appearing in a couple of the productions for Ensemble Theater Company. So he's keeping busy this summer. And then on the big screen, we've got at the Rio this weekend, if you want to stay inside, we've got The Wolf Pack, a movie that we talked about last week, and that gets its final showing tonight at 7 o'clock. This is the story about six siblings who were kept isolated from the outside world by their father and explored the world by reenacting their favorite movies, because they did get television. And then that's followed by a Patrick Swayze double feature. The first one is Point Break, which has Keanu Reeves going undercover to catch a gang of surfers led by Patrick Swayze. That's at 9 o'clock. And then The Outsiders at 11:30. This is Francis Coppola's 1983 movie about teenage coming of age. Probably the best film of that genre ever made. And what a cast. C. Thomas Howell, Matt Dillon, Ralph Macchio, Rob Lowe, Emilia Estevez, Patrick Swayze, Tom Cruise, Diane Lane, Leif Garrett, and Tom Waits. And with the exception of Tom Waits, all of them were like in their early 20s when this movie was made. So check that one on the Midnight Show at the Rio tonight. And then tomorrow, it's Ferris Bueller's Day Off at 7:45. And then The Room in Heckelvision. And this is it's called the Miracle of Movie Chat Technology. You can heckle the movie from your phone. You just text in your comments and they'll appear up on the big screen. Who can pass that up? 10 o'clock tomorrow night at the Rio. And then Sunday, it's Ex Machina and Mad Max at 7 and 9. And then on Sunday, don't forget the live comedy with East Van Comedy and Instant Theater on at the Havana, and the Sunday Service, weekly improv comedy at the Fox Cabaret. All right, that's our look at what's going on and what's happening and stuff like that. We're going to take another break and then wrap up the show with another 10 or 15 minutes of local tunes.
Don't miss the All Nations Festival from July 23rd to 25th in Coquitlam. It's an annual festival of music, art, food, sports, and ideas celebrating Coast Salish territory. The three-day celebration includes two free live music stages featuring the Funk Hunters, DJ Headspin, Oz12, and more. Dozens more events listed online at www.allnationsfest.com.
Jake.
And we host a show together every Friday morning.
It's called Up on the Roof on CITR 101.9 FM.
We play music.
We just have a lot of fun.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's great.
It's pretty good. You should tune in.
Tune in, fools.
Suckers.
I'm glad you told me. a patch of shade. I was here, your small serenade.
Best
That's Frazee Ford. She's going to be on stage at the Vancouver Folk Music Festival this weekend at Jericho Park. And if you are heading down there, don't forget to say hi to the folks at the CITR booth. We're going to be doing live broadcasts from there. We've got merch tables, so you can get your favorite hats, T-shirts, gloves, socks, whatever clothing items you need with CITR written on them, hoodies, the whole works will be available for you on site at the Folk Festival. Oops, I hit the wrong button. Let's try this one. That's better.
Grow long, oh, my memory fades, and I forgot my song. Blackberries grow wild, smell a pitch in the sun. Weeds roll over my mind, and they almost won. But I say, no more, no more, no more, no more, no more, no more, no more. Put your ear to the rain. Where hearts and heroes fade, I won't be turned around.
Well, that's our show. Thanks for spending a lunch hour with us. Special shout out to everyone who participated in the CITR Radio Camp that took place this week here in our studios. Sounds like it was a pretty good success. Everyone involved had a great time. Remember, if you have a song that needs airplay, a show that needs audience, an audition that needs actors, a class that needs students, or a film shoot that needs background, we're here for you. Send your details to us at DaveRadioPodcast@Hotmail.com. And to keep up to date with local indie performing arts, like us on Facebook. Stick around. Eleanor and Erica are here with Femme Concept. And don't forget, Napkin Boy at 3:30 with Nardwar, the Human Serviette presents. Dave Radio returns next week at this same time. Bye-bye.
I won't be turned around. No more driving this blind. Time to throw that switch. Drives a spark in my mind. Makes my fingers itch. You better get on board or get out of my way. Hauling heavy and slow, but I'm leaving today. And I said no more, no more. No more, no more, no more, no more, no more. And I know that I've been here before, and it's taken its toll on me. And I know that I've been here before, and it's taken its toll on me. And I know.
little time to slow down, but it's just doing clockwork, and that's okay. The clock is so wise, and I'm so counter today.
As a station, we believe in playing content with artistic and cultural merit, and sometimes that category includes material which can be construed as offensive. For those who have children nearby or are sensitive to provocative material, the following broadcast may have strong language, themes, or be otherwise objectionable. Please consider tuning out and revisiting CITR after this program.
Dave Radio, Fridays at noon on CITR.
Wow, wow, Dave, you're so sway. Oh, Dave, I like your shave.
And we're the Daves. I'm David Bedenick.
I'm Dave Campbell.
I'm Dave Frank.
We're the Daves.
And you're listening to CITR FM 101.9.
CITR Radio.
And these are the Daves of our lives. We'll be right back.